ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷிஸ் 58 மகா நிர்வாணா. பகவான் ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷிஸ் 58 மகா நிர்வாணா வாஸ் அப்சர்வ்டு இன் நியூயார்க் கலிஃபோர்னியா ஆன் ஏப்ரல் 27, 2008. டிவிட்டீஸ் அசம்பிள்டு ஃப்ரம் ஆல் ஓவர் தி சான் ஃப்ரான்சிஸ்கோ பே ஏரியா. சம் கேம் ஆஸ் ஃபார் அஸ் இர்வைன் அண்ட் லாஸ் ஏஞ்சலிஸ். The program began with the enthusiastic recitation of Akshara Manamalai, the marital garland of letters. Dennis Hattle from Arunachala Ashrama, New York, then gave a moving talk, briefly explaining how he was drawn to Bhagavan. He gave a beautiful description of what it means to be a humble servant of the Master, highlighting the efficacy of adopting such an attitude. He read verse 34 from Bhagavan's supplement to the 40 verses, encouraging devotees not to get disheartened by their lack of scriptural learning. He spoke about self-inquiry and self-surrender as the two methods prescribed by Bhagavan. A sincere seeker practices self-inquiry when the mind becomes still and pleads for the Lord's grace in helplessness. When he is unable to quieten the mind, he said. He spoke of his belief that it is not we who choose Bhagavan. Bhagavan chooses us. Our samskaras, impressions from past lives, take us back to Bhagavan and his path, he said. Providing an example of this, he told the gathering of an Australian seeker who accompanied him during Giri Pradakshina last year. She didn't consider herself an emotional person and knew very little about Bhagavan and Arunachala. Yet, defying all logic, she was overwhelmed by emotion after arriving at Sri Ramanashramam and was unable to understand why. Dennis also spoke of how Bhagavan said that the biblical statement, "I am that I am," was the best description of the experience of truth. The talk was followed by the chanting of Arunachala Pancharatnam, Upadesa Saram and Kumbhi Pate by the children. Meera Jayaraman sang two melodious hymns of Shankaracharya. Everyone enjoyed watching the video recording of Srimati Dhirubhan Patel's reminiscences of meeting Bhagavan at the age of 18 and the profound impact he had on her entire family. All minds were filled by the exquisite renditions of Nirvana, Shatkam and Saranagati by Usha and Sangeeta. Dennis then read Arthur Osborne's stirring poem, Presence, that was composed soon after Bhagavan's Nirvana in April 1950. The poet feels even vaster wealth of grace bestowed by a formless Bhagavan. The program concluded with Veda Parayanam and Arati. Everyone enjoyed the various lunch dishes that were prepared by several devotees. Bhagavan's living presence was experienced by all. As one devotee wrote later in her email post, "To be in a room full of people who love Bhagavan is surely one of life's greatest joys." Sunita Parasuraman.